Once the Sheikh and the Imam said, کہ کشف ایک بار فرمایا کہ کشف اور احوال اور مواجید وغیرہ راہ سلوک میں کوئی چیز نہیں بلکہ یہ چیزیں اکثر ممانع طریق ہو جاتی ہیں. سو دا امام اینڈ دا شیخ سیز دیٹ دیٹ کشف وچ مینز ایکچولی ڈیوائن انسپریشن اور انویلنگ آف سم تھنگ. کشف اس طرح فار ایگزامپل دس پرسن کشف اس کو کشف کہتے ہیں. اینڈ احوال اسٹیٹس states of enjoyment, states of بڑا مزہ آ رہا ہے اور سرٹن اسٹیٹ اینڈ حالت از ایکسپیرینسنگ اور انجوائنگ اینڈ ادر تھنگ دیز احوال دیز ڈفرنٹ اسٹیٹس گڈ اسٹیٹ وچ آر آن اے پرسن. حضرت صاحب یہ راہ سلوک میں کوئی چیز نہیں. ان دی پاتھ آف طریق دیز تھنگز آر ناٹ پارٹ آف دا طریق ایٹ آل. دیز تھنگز آر ناٹ پارٹ آف طریق بلکہ یہ چیزیں اکثر ممانع طریق ہو جاتی ہیں. Most of the time they become obstruction for the tariq in the tariq as well. So no one should actually aspire for them or want it because they are not part of actually the tariq at all. They are close that Allah and His Messenger is not determined by these things as such by different experiences and different ahwal, but it is determined by walking on the path. Because as you see this person, for example, I see Rasulullah is advising that person, same as he going to that come as be steadfast on the Sharia, be on the boat and do this. There's nothing additional being said. So to some person it's been said like this before that they are, then still they are not in any way actually lacking anything as such. So this was as said the Imam said that they become obstacles rather most of the time, majority of the time. Because you can just imagine how dangerous it is that if a person is seeing vision like this and he doesn't or she doesn't know or they don't know the interpret, so how dangerous they can, what will they make of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. تو دین فرماتے ان کا نہ ہونا زیادہ اچھا ہے. اف دے آر ناٹ دیئر اٹ از بیٹر. اٹ از بیٹر دیٹ دا پرسن ڈزنٹ ہیو اینی سپر نیچرل ایکسپیرینس. اٹ از بیٹر اور بے خطر ہے ود آؤٹ ڈینجر. لوگ خام خواہ حوث کیا کرتے ہیں. پیپل فیو ٹائل اینڈ فار نتھنگ دے ایکچولی اسپائر فار دیز تھنگس وچ ریئلی وین دے آر when they were taught when they were taught and when they were invited, they were invited actually to come to achieve the pleasure and raza of Allah. Ye maqsad tha unka. Unko ye nahi bhai tum ye you go after the states and after the ahwal and after dreams or after anything like this. But they were made very clear to them that is your maqsood, your objective and aim is raza of Allah. But how is going to happen? Then you have to make up your objective the ittaba, the love, the honor and respect of Rasulullah, because he is the model for achieving. So this person, for this person, Rasulullah ittaba becomes the model and his blessed sunnah becomes the model, and his purpose is the an aim and rida of Allah. But the only mean is actually there is the ittaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bas ye do cheeze hai. Iski aisi misal hai, the example of this is jaise ek shakhs to sawari gaadi mein safar kar raha ho jo station par thehti hui Delhi pahunchti hai. So for example, the example of is a person is in a train, they saying, and the train stops at every station and goes to London or wherever it's going. اور جس کی کھڑکیاں بھی کھلی ہوئی ہیں اینڈ اٹس ونڈوز آر اوپن. اور وہ شخص خوب سیر کرتا ہوا راستے کے مناظر دیکھتا ہوا ڈنڈولتا ہوا وغیرہ بیچ کے اسٹیشنوں پر ٹھہرتا ہوا اترتا ہوا دہلی پہنچی. سو بیکاز دا ٹرین از اسٹاپنگ اینڈ ہی از سیئنگ سو ہی از لوکنگ ایٹ دی گڈ سین سینری ماؤنٹن ریورز اینڈ فروٹس اینڈ بیکاز اٹ از اسٹاپنگ ایوری اسٹیشن ایز ویل. سو ہی از and leaving the train and going to have snack and breaks and little bit of wanderings around and then come back on train and then it goes on like this. دوسرا اسپیشل ٹرین میں سوار کھڑکیاں بند چلا ادر پرسن از سٹنگ اور از ان ایرو پلین ہی از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو سی اور از سٹنگ ان اسپیشل ٹرین وچ از ناٹ سو فاسٹ اور فلائٹ اور ایرو پلین دس پرسن از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو اسٹاپ ایٹ اینی اسٹیشن ہی از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو سی اینی ریورز ایز دا ادر پرسن اور دا پیپل اور ادر فیلڈز اینڈ فروٹس اینڈ ٹریز اینڈ ادر تھنگ وچ دی ادر پرسن سو آن دا ٹرین ہی از ناٹ سین دم بٹ ہی از ان اسپیشل پلین سو امیڈیٹلی ویری کوئکلی ہی ول گیٹ دیئر اب اس کو راستہ کے مناظر اور اسٹیشنوں کا حال سن کر یہ استدلال کرے کہ معلوم ہوتا ہے میں دلی پہنچا ہی نہیں کیونکہ مجھے راستے میں تو یہ چیزیں پڑی ہی نہیں تو یہ اس کی ناشکری اور لاعلمی ہے سو اف دیٹ پرسن ریچز لنڈن ان اے پلین اینڈ دی ادر پرسن سو دی ادر پرسن سیز دیٹ آئی وینٹ تھرو مانچسٹر اینڈ آئی سو دس اینڈ آئی وینٹ تھرو برمنگھم اینڈ آئی سو دس اینڈ دیئر واز دیز تھنگز اینڈ دس پرسن ول کم آن دا پلین ٹو لنڈن and he hasn't seen any of those things at all. So if this person concludes, maybe I have not reached London because I have not seen those things which the other person is seeing. And he becomes doubtful by why I have not seen all those things which the other person have seen in the way. So he's being unthankful. Isko to Allah paak, isko to badi jaldi aaya hai. Plane mein it is good, it is quick and safe. Zyada safe hai, aaya hai, bohut jaldi. No danger as such. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this person more quickly. So it is his lack of knowledge and he is being unthankful. Because wo to special journey, to special means he has come. And the other person has reached very slowly. And then it was a dangerous for him that it was stopping everywhere and there was a danger that he got off the train and then he can't get back up or he meets someone there outside or he likes a town or likes a station or likes a place and becomes so indulgent there that he says, I want to stay here and he stays there and then lost, his way is lost and he can, for his entire life can now not reach actually his destination. Uska to ye khatra tha bada. So this is the example of, so as I say, اسی طرح بعض سالکین انوار ہی کو مخصوص سمجھ کر انہیں میں مشہور رہتے ہیں سمجھے دیٹ از دس از مینی آف دی ڈسائپلز اینڈ نوویسز دے کنسیڈر دا آبجیکٹو دا لائٹس اینڈ دا ویژنز آف دا وے اینڈ دا سینز آف دا وے اینڈ آل دیئر لائف دے آر ایکچولی انڈلج ان دوز تھنگس اینڈ دے نیور گیٹ ٹو ڈیسٹینیشن وچ واز دی مقصود واز دی رضا آف اللہ اینڈ دی اتباع اینڈ دی سنۃ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم So they are there every day. So shaitan also keeps them there. So وہ اسی طرح دیکھتے رہتے ہیں خواب کرامات اینڈ دی تھنگ دس از اوور کرامات اینڈ ادر تھنگس اینڈ سم سپر نیچرل ون اور ٹو اسکلز اور پاورز دے اچیو اینڈ دے تھنک دیٹ دیٹ از سو دے انوالو دم سیلف اور دے لائف دے آگے نہیں بڑھتے اینڈ دے ڈونٹ ایکچولی ایڈوانس اس لیے بلا کشف و کیفیات وغیرہ کے جو سلوک طے ہوتا ہے وہ زیادہ اسلم ہے سو دا سلوک اور دا جرنی وچ از وداؤٹ اینی کشف وداؤٹ اینی اسٹیٹ وداؤٹ اینی سپر نیچرل ہیپننگ ایکسپیرئنس دیٹ از دا موسٹ سیفسٹ تھنگ وچ کین ہیپن ٹو اے پرسن کیونکہ اصل مقصد ہے پہنچنا کشف وغیرہ بعض صورتوں میں نہایت خطرناک ہوتا ہے ان سرٹن اسٹیٹس دا کشف اینڈ ادر تھنگز آر ویری 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 ڈینجرس چنانچہ حضرت ہمارے حضرت سے اور شیخ حضرت حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یوز ٹو سے دیٹ دیر آر ویلز آف ڈارکنس ویلز آف ڈارکنس بٹ ایوری ون نوز دس از ویل آف ڈارکنس فار ایگزامپل سن ناٹ ایکچولی بین اسٹیڈ فسن شری ایوری ون نو دے آر ڈوئنگ رانگ بٹ حاجی صاحب یوز ٹو سے دیٹ دیز کشف اینڈ کرامات اینڈ دیز اسٹیٹس دے آر ویلز آف لائٹ person can, doesn't even think they are wrong or there is something wrong with them. They are veils of light. The others are veils of darkness. Everyone is for it is darkness. This is veil of light. Person thinks it's good. While this thing is obstructing that person from actually reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the other veil, hijab-e zulmani, the veil of darkness, the disciple is never confused about that. He knows it is sin. very clear. But this type of veil, which are veils of light, they are very dangerous. A person can actually become confused and become deceived. So, this may be a thing. So now these things which I ask people to, for example, write their diary. The purpose of that is that when you experience things, for example, you are struck on a question or a state or there's something. Others are human beings, they also might go through the same difficulties. So if you write that I asked this question and this was the answer, then for the people to come after 10 years, 15 years, 1 year, or other people who follow, for them actually it will be already prepared there, maybe they can actually still benefit from it and they don't have to ask me. So they will be saving my time, they will be saving themselves, and they will be also actually helping themselves, and then there's still anything they can ask. So that's how everyone should do it, especially if you ask any question related to sluk or a particular state. You don't have to mention your name on the diary, but you should note that's what I asked, that's the answer I got. So because that will be applicable to maybe other people as well. So that will be prepared and it will become as a model or actually a cure of illnesses for other people who are new, or maybe other people who are old but they don't know. So maybe different state of experience by different people, different problems, different spiritual problems of sin and other things, of laziness and other things. So everyone, to help others, they should not be selfish, they should write it down for their own benefit, because maybe that state again comes on them, so they don't have to every time come and ask me the same question 100 times. So maybe I have mentioned to you one thing 10 times and still I say it's a news for you, so then actually this means a person is not benefiting and he is utilizing time on not very efficiently. तो उसका मकसद ये होता है कि this is you write it down, the problem, you don't have to name, and then after 1 week or 1 month you can all get together, all those things can get together, and then they can actually become a booklet for other people, yourself, inshallah, that they won't have to ask many things, alhamdulillah, and still if they are asked they can actually do, but there are many simple things which can be. तो इसी तरह ये है. सो वन पर्सन डिसाइपल ही आस्ट दैट ही रोट लेटर ही आस्ट कि मेरी तमन्ना है दैट आई विश कि मेरी शुबे मुझे शुबे ना आए दैट आई डोंट गेट वसवास एंड थिंग्स लाइक दिस. सो 100 times मोर देन दैट मशाइख सेड इन देयर बुक्स एंड आई ऑल्सो कीप सेइंग दैट वसवास शुबा दे आर beyond, this matter is beyond your control. If they are beyond your control, you don't need to bother about them. If they are within your control, then obviously you just remove it. But if they are beyond, this waswasa aa gaya, koi khayal aa gaya, bura hai, bahut bura hai, it is very evil, but it is waswasa aa gaya. If it's not, you have not brought intentionally, finish. Don't just bother, let it be there. It is not going to harm you. तो कोई जितना भी बुरा ख्याल हो. सो दिस पर्सन रोड अगेन आफ्टर ऑब्वियसली ही हैज बीन टोल्ड बिफोर एज वेल मेनी टाइम्स दैट दिस के दैट मेरी तमन्ना है आई विश दैट नो वसवसा नो शुभा शुड कम. सो इट वाज आंसर टू हिम तहरीर फरमाया कि कल को ये तमन्ना करना कि बुखार ना आवे दैट टुमारो विश दैट you don't get high temperature or you never get fever in your life, you never get flu. A fever, flu, obviously this is a thing beyond a person's control matter. Banda bimar hai, bimar ho jata hai, there is no sin in there. Agar banda bimar hai to uske mein ye nahi ki wo guna ho gaya that he, but it will be expiation of sins But the thing is that the sin, the bukhar or the flu itself is not sin. Although the person is bad bound or anything like that. So he's giving an example that these three matters are beyond. So bila ikhtiyar shub ana khuda rasool ko sacha samajhne ke manafi nahi hai. So without your intention and beyond your control and beyond a matter which is you are not intentionally bringing a waswasa coming about Allah, His Messenger, righteous people, know that it is from the nafs or it is from the shaitan, they are only two, or from your mind, which is nafs as well obviously. So nafs or shaitan. So don't start thinking, I do not like Allah, His old Messenger, or the righteous person, or this thought has come. No, know it, it's from the nafs, it's from the shaitan. I don't, let it come. So you should be see yourself in three separate personalities. There's your ruh, the nafs, and aqal, and the intellect. And fourth external one is shaitan. So therefore, ruh, nafs, and intellect, and shaitan. So you should know where it is coming from. If it's evil, it is coming from either shaitan or nafs. So the intellect is sometimes you can utilize it either to more establish it strongly or actually just to don't bother about it. From the ruh, it's always good coming. Ruh is the soul, ruh is light and it actually likes good things. So nafs or shaitan. So if I hate, let's say, my teacher, waswasa kam, I don't like my teacher, I don't like this brother. I should know it is from nafs and shaitan. It's not me thinking, I don't think like this. I never want to think like this, I don't think like this, and I don't like this, it's not from me. Nafs and shaitan, and I'm not bothering. It's like another person saying something, you just don't bother. It's not you saying. So here, some definition of closeness of to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person achieves the objective, the signs of it are mentioned. Another sign, a person should know. So these are all different kind of teachings, that there is masail hai, and they may relate to different matters. So what are the sign and definition of that a person has now reached his objective of the tariq, or he has established such a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uske sign. Ek ghalba-e zikr ke ghaflat mein waqt kam guzre, this is one sign. That the awareness and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominates that person's life. He's not heedless. So one thing is absent from his himself, or is very less. Kam hai, remember, if he's heedless, if he's awake 12 hours, so maybe 1 or 2 hours he is heedless, but 10 hours he is in the presence or remembrance in the zikr of Allah. If this is sign, then that person should know he is near the objective. So this is the state, this is the inner state of the person, nothing is going to be seen outside. Second is dawame ta'at, okay, that continuous obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuous obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Rasulullah so continuously. There is continuity, steadfastness. Na farmani na ho. Rebelliousness and sinfulness na ho. So, ye do cheezein, in the beginning, they are signs. One is about the inner self, it is with Allah, it is with His Messenger, it is with righteous people. The zikr of the righteous is also the zikr of Allah, the zikr of the Prophet is also the zikr of Allah. It's not separate as such, because they are done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So uske zikr jo hai, so one is the dominance of actually awareness and the presence of Allah, and the absence of heedlessness. Secondly, the coming of steadfastness and obedience, and nafarmani bilkul na ho, the sinfulness actually, minimum or not. So asal jo hai, originally these things are which a person is attaining, trying to attain the sign. Aur isi ke liye sab mujahidat aur maalijat ikhtiyar kiye gaye. For this all the mujahidat, the azkar, the muraqabat and all other things are done to achieve this. One is inner state, one is outer state to do with the body. So aap apne bhi hamare apne tariq mein, if you look at the tariq, obviously these two things actually at the end only these two things remain. Person is aware with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and outward he is following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and inwardly. Yehi wo ishara farma rahe hain, na farmani ne. So when a person does certain mujahidat, striving, muraqabat, azkar, so it is sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives these blessings to that person. Firstly, Hazrat said, avlan qadr takallaf se hota hai, baad chande jiski muddat mayyan nahi istidad par, jisne amir tabi ki ho jata hai. So firstly it is, you have to struggle, you have to force yourself to do it. So that is like a person is learning to drive cycle, he have to force himself, he will fall, he will get up. The person is trying to write very good calligraphy, he have to strive, force himself. Then, that said, the Sheikh says that when it becomes like natural for that person. Like I keep asking you that for that person, mentioned about the awareness of Allah, presence of Allah in the prayer, for example. Firstly, you have to struggle. You have to bring your thoughts together and think about Allah's wonderful presence. Then after some time, after 5-6 months, it becomes your habit. When you are in the namaz mein khade, you don't have to struggle. You are most of the time in the presence of Allah, the less time, he less time. You don't even have to struggle so much as before. But many people from the first front is there where the fight is strong, they just actually put their hands up there and go back. So wahan jo hai, there actually a person should stand his ground. There shaitan actually makes a person, I can't do it, and you know. There is the struggle, mujahida ka samundar hai, and wasal. Mujahida means the striving is the sea, and beyond this sea is the reaching to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or these qualities or these sifat a person can attain. So pehle takalluf, meaning you have to pretend, you have to force yourself doing these azkars, mujahidat and things like this. Then it will become gradually a habitual thing as such. But still there will be, if there is any urge for sin, with ease it will be dominated. So now a person becomes, when this urge of sin comes, opportunity of sin comes, a person is overwhelmed by it and he acts. At that stage, what happens is, he's not going to get urge of sin or anything like this. Those things are going to stay, but with little bit of effort, he's going to put it down. Like in the purification of the mind, of sin comes and a person just, he becomes trained. So with a little effort now, he does. Like a driving, a person have to put a great effort. First, when he knows how to drive, he can actually now talk and drive easily. With a little attention, he have to give to the driving, not full attention. So when a person is strongly established in this, then he has reached the station of which is called the nisbat, or a certain special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the walayat, or the person enters actually the circle of walayat, the friendship of Allah, special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he can advance more and more. So when a person does this, and this how he has this nisbat, he has this quality, then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is blessed with two things, raza and qurb, his pleasure and closeness. So pleasure and closeness we cannot bring on ourselves. But yes, we can adopt these things, these qualities which I have mentioned, and as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows these two things. One is raza, his pleasure, and his closeness to the person. So actual objective is only achieved when these two things meet. that what you do, you are steadfast in all these things, and the result you get is the pleasure of Allah and taqwa. Bas ye hai, of course, salvation a person can achieve this. So it's like coffee here. Then it's become too much for actually that you have. Any questions regarding these three messiahs which you have heard? So you should be crystal clear that what you aim to achieve, how you are going to achieve it, and what's not actually your means to achieve it, is not relevant to you, it's not, it does not contribute for you to achieve something. It should be, these things are very, very important. Inshallah, gradually you will learn. But only when these things you will be in your mind and heart, when you will learn them with by heart, you understand them, then other things are going to come together and they're all going to make up a very good consciousness, very good clarity of knowledge and sound knowledge. Only one by one they will come together. But if you are waiting for one just silver bullet, that is never going to come at once. ये तो आहिस्ता आहिस्ता इल्म इसी तरह बंदे का बनता है. So you ask those scholars, ulama, that they have learned at once, or as no, they have not learned at once. One thing they learned from A, B, C, Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, and gradually they. So now they have a full together. Now they can work out that now the engine is working. It's like to have battery, alternators, and all other in the engine. Then the engine works. Any part of it is going to work really. So it's all coming together. Then the engine is going and the vehicle is going to run towards its destination. If you are not clear, please do, because I will be asking you questions sometimes regarding it. So then it's better that you are clear on these matters. So this is actually, in fact, you are now learning the science of, the know-how of science of self-purification. That really disciples did not, it's easy for them actually, they don't need to, the easiest thing for them actually is just to, because they don't want to get in, normal people, they don't want to get in, obviously, because you are mostly students, so you have the other people, they're not bothered about, they just want closeness of Allah, and they don't want to get, they said, so it's for easy thing for them is just to follow a sheikh, whatever he said. So they don't have to get the background and know how it happened, what is it. So they bring the question and it's solved, finished, and they reach their objective, and that is that. But for you, it is additional information. Ye, taki aapko pata bhi ho what is happening and other things. Or the mashayikh, how they think, what they say, what is in their mind when they are answering questions, what is in the background of their mind, kis tarah wo karte hain. So this is looking into the mind of actually the shaykh, really. That is what is it. कुछ नहीं है तो फिर इंशाल्लाह मुराकबा करते हैं. यस ब्रदर. As I said, it is only from nafs and shaitan it comes. It comes from nafs and shaitan, not from the mind and ruh. It's from the nafs and shaitan. So nafs utilizes the mind to its help. So that's why it is in the mind, you see. Otherwise, the mind can be utilized by the ruh, it can be utilized by the shaitan, it can be utilized by the nafs. So, but the mind and the intellect has its own power as well, if you want to follow it or not. So the nafs includes your desire coming from a desire, hunger, any desire which comes from the nafs. But sometimes it is the fulfillment of that desire is done through sin, so that's why we say it's not allowed to fulfill desire like that, so it becomes a sin. But it emanates from them. So very clearly, that is your ruh, so that is you want to nourish and you want to purify and clear. This is the nafs, and then there is shaitan, and then there is your aqal as well. So four things. So waswas and other intent, they come from nafs and shaitan. And you, alhamdulillah, have ruh and aqal, the intellect. So the intellect should be, if the intellect is given under the instruction of the Shaykh, then actually really the person is using the intellect of the Shaykh. Well, so he, although he is in his own body, but he is using the intelligence of the Shaykh or the Mashayikh or the spiritual leaders. So if the Shaykh actually is under Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the person following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his intellect, so he has his own intellect, but he is benefiting as he is benefiting from the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the intellect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the wisdom of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although he is in his own body, his intellect is using, if he takes the guidance from there, then he is benefiting as such. And similarly, on the other hand, if he is using shaitan and nafs, so obviously then the matter is very clear. Although he is in his own body, but he is a shaitan. He is walking on the path of shaitan. His mind will become shaitan. So his nafs will become shaitan. And nafs is something which do not have intellect. It is independent. It has just only one thing, that it knows how to desire. That's all. It does not bother how desire is fulfilled, where it is fulfilled from, how it is fulfilled. So it is for the intellect and aqal to think, how should it be fulfilled. So nafs doesn't have any brain, any mind, or any such, or any vision, or anything. Yes.
So the person does this time and time again, but then eventually he gets upset that he's not subduing the nafs. He's trying, but he's always losing. So he ponders, when will that time come when he will be successful and subdued?
Yes, this person has made himself a wrong objective. The objective of this person should be that my objective is to struggle, mujahida. That is mujahida until death. My mera kaam hai mujahida. So in this path that you reach destination is not important. The person who is struggling, he has reached the destination. If he stays like that. That he is fighting sometimes, nafs is rebelling and he controls it. So in this path, the person who is in struggle, who is striving, he has really reached, actually, if he dies in that state, he has reached the destination. But the loser is the person who actually compromises or puts hands up to the nafs, or actually just say that I'm stops struggling and striving. So you should not worry about whether this is happening, when is it, because it is going to become subdued, weak, as I am saying, at some time. When you do. But if you just focus on the beginning, and that it should become weak, it's not going to become like this. So in the beginning you are objective is to keep steadfastness and struggling, and all the injunctions of Sharia, they are meant to keep the nafs into balance. So if a person follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, the nafs actually comes in the balance there. There is a great real balance a person strikes. Yeah. So in tariqat, these azkar, muraqabat, they are also to actually keep the nafs into a balance so that it fulfills the right of his body and all other things. After all, it is and the nafs is going to benefit in the hereafter. So is raste mein, in this path, your struggle and striving and mujahida, that is what is required. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'abud rabbaka, the worship and your Lord and worship is a struggle, rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until you reach death. And that is what Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi and other mashayikh also say, that they, the struggle is up to death. It becomes weak sometime and at the end, though it is weaker, but the urge still actually stays. So we'll be covering that, inshallah. Like the Shaykh once for his disciple asked that, I want to lose the urge of sin as well. He said that tomorrow you will say that you want that you shouldn't feel hungry. Tomorrow you wish that you never feel hunger. We hunger to rani hai, but not to fulfill it in the wrong way. So to desire that the urge goes, that is unnatural. Then actually a person really does not have control over. Then he becomes an angel as such. So muhabbat, the natural love for women, for wealth. You see, this is also a very delicate part. Natural love in a person for women, for wealth, this stays to some level. And this is not harmful. It's only the intellectual love of these things which a person have, or it goes out of balance, then it is condemned. So if a person doesn't know this masla, he will be thinking, for example, the story you have heard, mentioned that Shaykh Muhayyuddin Ibn al-Arbi rahmatullah alayh, when he mentioned the story of when he met a person who was living in a shed and or a jhopri or a hut, and he had left dunya and he used to catch three fishes. One fish he used to throw back into the water, and one he gave sadaqah, and one actually he gave to himself. But he still said to Shaykh Muhayyuddin al-Arabi, where are you going? He said, I'm going towards Egypt. And he said, if you're going to Egypt, and he began to weep and cry, and he said, my Shaykh lives in Egypt, and such place, you go and visit him and ask him how to get the love of dunya out of the one's heart. So this Shaykh Muhayyuddin al-Arabi rahmatullah, he went there, and when he, after the finding the address, when he took, found that there was a big palace of that person, and there was all luxuries and amenities and there. And he said, that person, the disciple was saying this, and this person has this. So he says, but he anyway, he went and he said, Assalamu alaikum. He said that I have met one of your disciple, and he said this. So the Shaykh said that tell him to get the love of dunya out of the heart. Dunya ki mahabbat dil se jahan kaal. So the question was that I can come free from love of dunya. It was answered naturally, love of dunya from the heart. So as I mentioned. So ye the story hai na, as I have mentioned to you. But our mashayikh, when for example if he's presented to our mashayikh this question, they will say that the person who is there, who is catching the fish, so it's done. Disrespect to any Mashiach or not, but I'm answering now actually from the our Mashaykh, how they would answer this question if there any person asked them, they, nowadays, what any person, they will say that the love which you have actually for the dunya which you feel is natural love, so that's not condemnable. So you are okay. Your natural love, intellectual love you don't have, that's why you have left the world and you hate. That is sign of that you don't intellectually, mindfully, thoughtfully love dunya. And this is natural, this is going to stay. So it is beyond your choice. So this is not harmful. So the answer he got in the book, or how have they have written in the book, that answer obviously he would not get him out of the dilemma which he was in. कि वो और क्या करे दुनिया से, वो किस तरह दुनिया जीना बद आपने जैसे निकाल है. So the Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah, they require the person, the love of Allah and His Messenger dominates. The other loves become dominated, but they stay there. Love of wife, love of husband, they can stay there, but the dominance of that is what is required. Not that completely they are extinguished everything. Although that can become a state, you see, that is the question coming back to again to the state. It can become someone might experience this state that they can't, that they don't have love of anything, completely extinguished. But that is a state which they have, which was beyond their control, it has just come on them. So that is not required. That is not sought, to be sought. That is not for everyone. That is not the norm in the tariq. So if they have, good for them. For the other, they should not be sad why we don't have them. For them, if it is dominated, Allah's Messenger, love is dominated, and others are dominated, that's good, alhamdulillah. So these are delicate, that's why people stay away from when they go on the path and tariq. You see how many masail there are like this. There's delicacy, there's very subtleties and differentiation and of all other things. When one person learns the masail, for example, one I will be, inshallah, discussing with you, so one can have the basic mastery of actually the basics of actually the suluk. Then a person, inshallah, become easy for the person to work and strive towards his destination. In many places, there are 100 people or 1,000 persons sitting in the zikr, and none of them really knows what is the objective of the tariq or suluk or the sabab, why kyun baithe hain. Someone has thought the objective is to see a good dream. Someone has thought the objective is to see a prophet in the dream or an angel. Someone has thought the objective certain kind of karamat. Someone is have made another objective, or someone has they're all mixed and parishan and dispersed. So that is why it is very useful to be in company of the people, mashayikh, righteous people like we follow, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabar, Ahmadul Anayi, Abdul Qadir Jilani, and all other righteous people, that they make clear these things. So sometimes from the books directly these things do not become clear. So now you understand, for example, like when some people say come and they look at the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say we don't see the name of Allah. So I always say it doesn't matter at all. I'm not saying it because they would have achieved some goodness if they saw and now they can't see, and I'm saying it doesn't matter. It's not. The matter is clear, that the matter to see the name of Allah is beyond their choice. It's not in their choice that they can see or they don't see. So anything which is beyond your choice is not requirement of the suluk, or is not, does not stop a person. So I say to them, no, if the purpose is, however the maraqba I have mentioned to you, that is to say the name of Allah with the heart, or to see you sitting in the, that is in your choice, that is sufficient. But we hear, you know. So that is the principle which is working behind it, anyhow. And similarly is the case with the, for example, physical latifa, for example, they think the latifa, qalb or ruh or sir, it's, they feel a movement. No, that has nothing to do with the suluk or anything. It is a feeling, it is a matter not in choice, it's beyond, just beyond a person's choice. Kisi ke aa raha hai, it doesn't matter. If he is doing the right way, theek hai. Someone is not feeling, and so people are feeling they should not be overjoyed as such, but there is something extraordinary happening with them, or they are getting closeness of Allah such as thing. If they are doing the actual maraqabah or the zikr, how they, that is which is taking them close. The other movement they get or do not get movement, it's not going to make any difference at all. So many people who come into suburb from books, especially they make, because they read in the books and these things are written, that the latifa-i qalb has particular color, and when the color exposes and it moves, and then that happens, they think that is their objective, you know, that's why I should, and all their life they are after that, and when they have lost the purpose and the real aim and objective, they have lost. और कुछ पूछना है नहीं, एडवांस पास तो दे हम रात बाद करना है।